Okay, welcome back to our experience Shabbat Shir. It's good to see everyone. We have another exciting Shir tonight. And just so people are aware of what the calendar plan is for the next several weeks, so next week we, God willing, will meet. I'm trying to figure out exactly what time. Marv and Slichos here at the shul is at 10 o'clock. Probably sometime like right before that, maybe like 9:30 or something, or maybe, I don't know, we'll have to play it by ear. So next week we'll speak a little bit about Shabbos and the connection to Shabbos and Tshuva. And then I have to see if it makes sense to put the Shir on pause officially through the high holiday season. Just the way everything falls out, it might just be complicated to give the Shir, but we'll play it by ear. But God willing, definitely we'll be on next week, probably at 9:30, closer to Slichos. But that's the plan. Okay, so let's jump right in for this evening. So I wanted to speak a little bit about, is Shabbos a day of love? And the reason why I came to this topic, a little bit off the beaten path, is because I was reading a piece that I'll share with you in 3-4 minutes from Rav Rimon. Rav Rimon, one of the great gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, he is actually was just named, I think, the Rav of Gush Etzion. Of the Gush Etzion, he's a very, very special person, and he has amazing sfarim. And one of his sfarim that he recently came out with in English was a book on Shabbat, and he writes in just the preface. You know, so often we skip the preface to books that it's chaval, because in the preface he writes in his book about why Shabbos is so amazing, and he explains that Shabbos is so amazing because Shabbos is a day that is all about love. And that sort of struck me, because if you would have asked me on the street and you would have stopped me and said, hey, you know, is Shabbos, what is the theme of Shabbos? I would have said, well, about Zachor and Shamor, and we're about remembering the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and the fact that Hashem created the world. It's a day of rest. It's a day of getting close to God. But a day of love, I would not necessarily have identified it as that. Maybe, I guess, if you would have pushed me long enough and, you know, we would have said this is a day about a relationship between us and God, so you have to get to love eventually, our love between us and Hashem, fine. But it would not be my immediate perspective. And the reason why I was so kind of befuddled by his perspective of saying that Shabbos is very connected with love is because, obviously, as Rav Rimon usually is, he was right. He doesn't need me to tell him that. But if you look at most of the Shabbos liturgy in connection with the day of Shabbos, we find that the word ahava, the Hebrew word for love, comes up an awful lot. In particular, if you look in the tefillos, you look at the Shemona Esrei that we say on Shabbos, and if you even look at the Kiddush, we'll say tomorrow night, God willing, the Shabbos Kadoshot bi'ahava, that Shabbos was saying with love, we sort of accepted it with this love and with this will, this excitement. And so therefore this evening I want to understand why love seems to be so quintessential as a theme of Shabbos, and what it actually means for us that Shabbos is given to be a day of love. So the first note that I'd like to share is that of the Abudraham, that he makes a comment that we can understand and believe that Shabbos was given to us mitoch ahava, the day was given to us out of an abundance of love from Hashem, because we know that in the desert in particular, God felt specially close to us. He just took us out of Egypt, we were his nation, and in the fact the prophet Yirmiyahu says, Ko amar Hashem, zacharti lach chesed ne'urayach, very famous pasuk that Hashem says, you know, I remembered your greatness, that my kindness recalled upon you, that avas klulosayech lechtech acharei b'midbar be'eres lo zrua, that I remembered your devotion that you had about how you followed me when you were in the desert. And there's this clear connection that Hashem loved us when we were in the desert, and therefore we can understand that this love from the desert is associated with the fact of what He gave us in the desert. Namely, He gave us, as we'll see, one of the first commandments was that of Shabbos. Clearly, therefore, Shabbos was given to us because God loves us, which basically, in my mind, means two things. Number one, the day itself represents God's love for us. And number two, the day is infused with an essence of love. Not really a one-way feeling, but as I said at the beginning, a mutual feeling. And the Tiferes Shlomo actually says that Shabbos is not a day of love, it's a day of two loves. Od Yesh Lefarish, he writes, Kshekafal Hadvarim, Mora Al Shtei Ahavos. There are two loves when it comes to Shabbos. Ahava V'Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Amo Yisrael, the fact that Hashem loves the Jewish people. The Ahava V'Ratzon Yisrael Lav Yom Shabbat Shemayim, and we love God. Shabbos is a two-way street. It's a day that represents the fact that we have a relationship with Hashem, that God loves us, and we love Him back. So this is our question. Why is Shabbos such a love fest? What makes the day so unique and so special that it's referred to in that way? And to really kick the conversation off, I want to share that piece with Rav Rimon with you that inspired me to talk about this tonight. So Rav Rimon writes in his preface, I paraphrase some of this and I'm reading an exact quote for other parts, but he says as follows. A child asked me, why is it only when a festival occurs on Shabbat that we add the words with love and favor in the Amidah prayer, right? You ever notice that? You know the words when you're on the holidays, it says if it's Shabbos, like insert the words in brackets. And the word that one of the words that we add in when it's Shabbos is bi'ahava. We add with love. And the kid was asking Rav Rimon as follows. Aren't love and favor relevant when the festival occurs on a weekday as well? The same question arises with regard to the beginning of that blessing. Because after mentioning the name of the particular festival, we always add, whether it's the weekday or Shabbos, a holy convocation, a commemoration of the Exodus from Egypt. However, on Shabbat, we add the word with love. So the line reads, with love, a holy convocation. Why is love mentioned only on Shabbat? The question is reinforced in light of the fact that love is mentioned at the beginning of that same paragraph, even when the festival occurs on a weekday. And you gave us, Lord, our God, with love, appointed time. So it seems like on Shabbos, there is an added level of love. Not that there's no love on the holidays, but that Shabbos has extra love, brownie points love. So we'll have to see what that's about. And he writes further, the Mateh Moshe suggests a beautiful explanation, that the Jewish people were forced to accept the mitzvot at Sinai. However, they had already accepted the mitzvah of Shabbat at Marah, right? So when the Jewish people were at that lake or the little body of water they found in the desert, so God gave them several commandments that we'll see towards the end of the shiur, and it was specifically the commandment of Shabbos that was given to them, and they accepted upon themselves with love and favor without coercion. Shabbat is the only mitzvah accepted by the Jewish people with love and favor and not through coercion, right? Very famously, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that when the Jewish people were at Har Sinai, Hashem said, here is the Torah, and we're like, we're not sure if we want it. And God's like, oh, yes, you do. And he lifted up Har Sinai and he put it on top of the Jewish people and he said, let me ask you again, do you really want to accept the Torah? And they said, oh, no, we would love to accept the Torah. So there was a certain level of coercion when it came to accepting the 613 mitzvos, but Shabbos was accepted by the Jewish people previously, not because they were coerced, not because they were forced, because they willingly wanted to accept it. Holidays, he says, Rav Rimon, we understand why we enjoy them and then why they are something that we would want to accept. Why? Because holidays, there's so many positive things about them. There is delicious meals built into the day. There is delicious food. There is exciting and new and different mitzvos. So it's clear that we accepted the positive commandments of the holidays very willingly, but the negative ones, unclear that we really wanted to accept those aspects of the holidays. So Hashem said, here, I'm going to hold the mountain over your head, accept the holidays. But when it came to Shabbos, we accepted the positives and the negatives, both of them, both the prohibitions and the mitzvos asei, we accepted both of them with love. And he says that Shabbat is the only mitzvah that was accepted in its entirety by the Jewish people with love. It was not only the mitzvah of honoring and delighting in the Shabbat, it was also the prohibited labors. Apparently, even the prohibitions lead to great love. Despite the fact that they restrict our activity, these limitations actually open new vistas and new worlds. Shabbat disengages us from the outside world, from the public sphere, and enables us to connect to God. To ourselves, I apologize. The light just turned off in the shul, Howie. If you're able to, thanks. The opening of these vistas is the first step. Slowly it becomes clear how even the prohibitions of Shabbat themselves imbue us with great light. As time goes on, through their observance and study, becoming accustomed to them and loving them, their latent pleasantness emerges. And finally, what Rimon concludes with, and this is, I think, the linchpin argument, is that if you had to imagine, what is the greater example of a loving relationship? Who is more in love, ideally? Is it the newlywed couple who everything is so new, everything is so fresh? Are they more in love? Or is the couple celebrating their 20th anniversary? Are they more in love? And the reason why this specific example is brought up is because it's not the newfound love that is most exciting, that is most compelling, but it's the long-lasting love that comes from a consistent relationship, from day in and day out, year after year, week after week, month after month. And essentially, he writes, it is precisely the commitment and constraining on behalf of the other and for the relationship that allows for deep and genuine love. So love grows in an ideal world over time, that's the ideal relationship, and when such a thing occurs and when there's such a reality, we have to realize that Shabbat is the main vehicle by which we maintain the relationship with Hashem, because it is the most regular meeting that we have with God. True, we see God once a year every Pesach, we see God once a year every Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, etc., but we see God every 7 days on Shabbos. And okay, obviously we see God hopefully every day, we have a relationship with Him daily, but most strongly we see Him once a week on Shabbos. It is the consistent aspect of our relationship, and therefore it is the driving force of the loving relationship that we have with God. Shabbos represents the growing, maintaining, consistent relationship between us and the Almighty. And in fact, the Gra goes so far to say that the weekday, when we try to understand what Sunday through Friday are all about, these are days that are based in Yira. They're meant to be days that are based in the fact that we want to serve God. You got to be afraid of God to serve Him. On a Tuesday night, you're going to go to Minyan. On a Wednesday, you're going to go out of your way to do mitzvos. You need some fear to push you to do that. Shabbos is not mibechinas Yira. It's mibechinas Ahava. Everything is about love on Shabbos. What gave Shabbos such a unique essence that made it one of the most special days on the calendar on a weekly basis is the fact of what we mentioned just above, that it was given to us prior to Har Sinai. And in fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Nod Vav Amud Beis explains that there were 10 commandments that were given to the Jewish people prior to Har Sinai. What were those 10 commandments? So 7 of the 10 were the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach that we accepted upon ourselves. Number 8 was the fact that we were commanded to build courts and build a judgment system and law and order. The 10th, I'm skipping 9 for a second, the 10th was Kibud Avayim, that we were obligated and accepted upon ourselves to honor our parents. And number 9 is Shabbos. Amazingly, Shabbos is sort of stands out as the different mitzvah among the rest of the 10 that some explain that it was specifically this commandment that defines our love for Hashem. It's not the only commandment, mind you, that was commanded before Har Sinai, but it was the most exciting. Why? Because when you think about it, all the other commandments make sense. The Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, which we're not going to go in right now, those make so much sense that they were commanded to Noach thousands of years ago. When it comes to honoring your parents, when it comes to having a law and order, all these mitzvos, they're commandments from God, but they make sense. Of course we need law and order. Of course you should honor your parents. That goes without saying. It may not always be so easy, but it goes without saying. When it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos is probably the least logical mitzvah out there when you look at it at face value, and therefore it is the mitzvah that was accepted with the clearest amount of love for Hashem, because it stands out as different from all the rest of them. And in fact, in the Sefer Torah's Chesed, he writes that Mikivan Shekiblu Yisrael al Atzmam es mitzvah sa Shabbos, Ode b'mara kod demamar Har Sinai lekach tiknu lomar bi'ahava uveratzon hunchatanu. Why do we use the liturgy of bi'ahava when we talk about Shabbos and our tefillos and our kiddush, etc.? We use the word with love because the proof that we accepted Shabbos as a day of love for ourselves is that we were not forced to accept it, but that we accepted it willingly. In fact, we accepted it lovingly. Lahoros shekabala Shabbos haisa biyahava uberatzon b'li shum kfiya klal. We were not forced at all. And honestly, what I find so amazing is that this is not just a theological fact that has no way to be proven. But all you have to do is look at the Jewish people, look at Klal Yisrael in the year 2021, and you'll see how much we as Jews continue to love Shabbos, continue to understand the special nature of Shabbos, in that it is clearly a day that everyone values on some level, in some way, shape, or form. Whether it's a day of clearly connecting spiritually to God, of feeling this mutual love, or even if you're a secular Jew. So many secular Jews out there who may have no connection or even a belief in God still feel connected to Shabbos. I did a quick Google search to see who associates Shabbos with love, and I got a page that told me the whole list of over a dozen celebrities who have publicly come out about how much they love Shabbos. And these names are big names. Mila Kunis. It's weird saying her name in the shul. She was in the show That 70s Show. Natalie Portman, another well-known actress. Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman. Paula Abdul. These are very famous actresses, and they are all on the record as saying and clearly being proponents of a love for Shabbos. They are secular Jews, or at least not the Nacharedim, that's for sure, but they still love and feel connected to Shabbos. And therefore, it's clear that loving Shabbos and being connected to it is not something that we are commanded to, but that we feel in our bones, that we feel in our essence. Our job is clearly to love Shabbos, not because we have to, but because we want to, because it is representative of all that we are about. And in fact, there's a statement that Rav Moshe makes in trying to explain how a person should go about conveying a love of Shabbos, convey a consistency to the Jewish traditions that we have from one generation to the next. He says as follows: a person who loves Hashem Yisbarach senses a deep love of Shabbos. To him, the delight of Shabbos surpasses all worldly pleasures. By showing your love of Shabbos and all mitzvos, your children will feel the same. They will understand that the primary goal in life is fulfilling Hashem's will, keeping His Torah, and observing His mitzvos. A father who does not display a love of Shabbos conveys his coolness to his children. By grumbling week after week what a burden it is to keep Shabbos, how much money he could have earned by working on Shabbos, and what a sacrifice he is making by observing Shabbos, he instills in his children a dislike of Shabbos, bordering on hostility, and may cause them to turn their backs on Shabbos and mitzvos. It is therefore, this is again Rav Moshe speaking, of the utmost importance to cherish the Shabbos, to show a deep appreciation for Hashem's gift of Shabbos, to introduce a genuine Shabbos atmosphere into the home and create an aura of Oneg Shabbos. It's interesting. I found myself in a conversation probably a few months ago. We were talking about how we can be sure to maintain our early Shabbos minyan here at the shul starting at 7 o'clock, which it looks like as if the Shabbos is no longer happening. We're going to go back to regular Shabbos bizman because of it's getting earlier. But someone made the comment to me that it's not fair when Shabbos ends so late in the summer. The only trade-off that you have is that it also starts so late, so why should I have to start it earlier? And this perspective kind of boggled my mind, that people are so afraid of Shabbos, so afraid of turning off their electronic devices, so afraid of disconnecting, that they can't even start Shabbos. I'm not talking about starting Shabbos at 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock. I'm talking about starting Shabbos 7 o'clock, which in the worst case, quote-unquote, scenario is like an hour before Shabbos starts. People are so afraid to start Shabbos early sometimes. People are afraid of the idea of taking in Shabbos to have more Shabbos hours, but we have to realize ultimately that the day of Shabbos is the most important day for us. It's a day of connection. It's a day of a relationship. It's a day of building a consistent love between us and Hashem, and of course between us and one another as well. Hashem should bless us with a beautiful Shabbos this week, with the recognition and the support to help us carry ourselves and our families through another beautiful Shabbos and another beautiful day of loving Hashem and loving one another. Wish everyone a beautiful night and a wonderful Shabbos.